It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
We want to dive into Josh's dating life a little bit because he's always pretty quiet about his world of dating. He tells us off the air.
Yeah, but he doesn't
and he's like,
talk
shut up,
about
we can't
it.
Talk about it.
Yeah, but he wants to talk about it.
I like this little dilemma that you're in right now. So if anybody wants to sound off about it, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 will get you in the studio. So tell us what's going on.
So, yeah, I've had a very dear friend of mine for a very long time, over a decade, and she's wonderful. She's awesome. I will say her name. Her name is Angela. So, Jeremy, hot Angela.
She's a hot Angela. My theory is that all Angelas are hot, and I saw a picture. She's hot.
She's awesome. Hot she's Angela. Such a sweetheart. I love her. Through that decade of knowing each other, we've had a couple flings. We've never officially dated or anything like that, but there's definitely been feelings there for both of us, both parties involved and everything like that. Well, recently...
What does a couple flings mean?
His grandma's listening.
Just a couple flings. Like,
just a couple flings.
It's always been like we've liked each other, but the timing wasn't correct. How about that?
You guys got ice cream. You went to TCBY.
They went to the library to read together.
Gave her a side hug and left.
Those are good flings. Okay.
That's about it. Yeah. So then after that, you know, we are really good friends to this day. So we hang out all the time. She has recently brought a friend with her that I had never met before. And her friend is really, really cool. And we actually have a lot in common, which is, that's nice. It's neat to meet someone that you have things in common with and you can talk about and all that
Absolutely.
Stuff.
So you start to get a little twinkle in your eye, kind of, maybe.
A little bit.
A little twinkle?
So I've been kind of thinking and kind of pondering over something of like, I might be interested in this person, maybe. But the big dilemma here is, Angela's awesome. I don't want to lose a friendship with her. I don't want to ruin anything that possibly could be there. I will say I will even add something. Over the weekend, we were hanging out, all three of us, along with a bunch of other people. And Angela was talking to me when her friend wasn't there. And she was like, you should go for this. But I don't know if she was there was a little
just
bit
being
of
polite.
Liquid courage was involved as well. So I don't know if she was being honest or if it's one of those things where like it actually does hurt you. But you're like, you know what? Do it, do whatever. I don't know how to read the situation,
it's
so I'm
almost
really
like,
tiptoeing here.
It's one of those things where maybe she's saying that to you in hopes that you're like, no, you
I know.
You've always got my heart.
I know. And like I said, she is a dear friend. I don't want to ruin a friendship over this at all.
Over this other girl. We're calling this other girl.
We can call her whatever name.
Pamela.
Let's
call her Pamela.
Pamela is a beautiful name. We can do that. And so, yeah, I don't know because I do like her. I'm intrigued by her. She intrigues me a lot. She's a sweet girl.
But it's the whole thing that she's good friends with your longtime good friend.
It's her best friend. So
it's her best friend.
It's tough.
Oh, my God.
And you guys have gone and gotten frozen yogurt together a couple times.
This is like a romantic movie you'd see in the theater.
This is such a rom-com, right?
Pamela's going to, you know, you're going to get married to Pamela, and then Angela's going to stand up at your wedding
and
be like,
I object!
I love Josh!
So
like,
here's part of the problem, too.
I'm just a hot commodity.
You are
a hot commodity. That's part of the problem. Josh is, he's wanted.
Everybody loves Josh.
But since Angela and Pamela are good friends, Angela has probably already filled Pamela in on all of your time that you've hung out together.
Dude, I can't even tell you.
She probably has told Pamela what your yogurt order is and what kind of toppings you like.
Yes.
I can't even tell you. The first time I met Pamela was just a reminiscing night of Angela telling basically everything
all
that we've
ever... All
your
yogurt stories?
All of our yogurt stories.
Man.
All the toppings that came
yogurt.
With those yogurts.
He loves gummy bears.
Yeah.
And so that's another thing. But I will say...
Awkward.
I will say, Pamela's been a little flirty with me lately.
Has
so...
She?
Okay,
I don't
so then
think
there's that whole thing that
ruined
it's
it.
So, like, I'm so puckered when it comes to this stuff.
I know.
Like, if you get with Pamela and then they're still friends, then you know that you've gotten yogurt with Pamela and Angela. Like, it's so...
Dude,
it's a lot of toppings.
It's
so many toppings.
It's a spicy yogurt story.
Here's what we need. If anyone... I see the phones ringing already. Hang tight. So he's got two friends, Angela and Pamela. He has known Angela for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone on picnics together, let's say, to the movies together and gotten ice cream together.
Mm-hmm. They've hung on a couple times.
They've hung out, air quotes, a couple of times. Angela has a good friend named Pamela, and now Josh is kind of smitten with Pamela, and he's wondering if it would ruin the relationship amongst all them, essentially, if he went and got ice cream with Pamela now.
Well, and let me say this. We're getting texts from people saying that you know, you can't go to get froyo with all the toppings without feelings. For years, there were really a lot of feelings involved. Like, we have both liked each other for a long time. It, like I said, it was a timing thing. It just didn't work out. Like, there was a couple years where I didn't live in the state and things like that. So there were feelings involved at one point. That's what makes this a little stickier, too.
Right. And now, don't say stickier. And then now, so
well, there's froyo.
There's froyo involved.
All right. Toppings.
That's a pretty good recap. Let's jump into some calls. Hey, Lexi.
Good morning.
Hey, so what do you think Josh should do about this situation?
So I think he should directly, right, like outright ask Angela, hey, you know, would you be offended? Would you be hurt? You know, it's just one date. A date isn't a contract for marriage. It's a good way to test the waters.
Yeah.
And it could potentially just be like another great friend situation where it's like, this isn't the right time, or like, you know, we're great friends. Why jeopardize that with a relationship or put it at jeopardy?
I don't know. It's one of those things where I'm like, I really want to do it. I really want to. But then at the same time, yeah, I do got it. I can't think selfishly. And that's the hard part, because I do want to kind of
when
be
selfish.
When
you guys were talking
this
the other night, did Angela say anything like you?
She said, but
like, go
is,
for
this
it.
This is liquid courage was involved.
Yeah.
And she was.
That's right. That's
right. And so that's why I'm thinking, like, she was like, you should go for it. But that's one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if that's a test or not.
Yeah.
And that's
totally
the hard, that's the hard line that I don't know if I should cross.
She's maybe just looking for you to say, hey.
No, exactly.
I still like you.
Say,
I don't want to do that.
Exactly. So, I don't know.
All right, Lexi, we have your vote. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Thanks, Lexi.
You guys have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too.
From Lexi to Kinsey. Hi, Kinsey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about Josh's horrible situation that he's in? It's so horrible.
I think, Josh, you just need to focus on yourself and figure out what you want first instead of kind of leaving it up to the girls.
I think we know what he wants.
Oh, my
Kinsey.
Oh, yeah?
No, that, hey, you know what? That's some good advice, actually. I like that.
Yeah. Butterfly kisses is what I was going to say.
That's
just butterfly kisses.
Exactly.
That's exactly
just
what I
very
want.
Very innocent.
Yes. No, actually, Kinsey, that's some good advice. I like that. Instead of just,
what
know,
do
trying
you want?
To people please.
What do you want?
I would like the date. I mean, I'll be honest.
Okay.
That's my personal preference. I would like to see where that goes. Because like I said, we have a lot in common. And it's getting
is
a
she
little flirty
different than Angela, like personality wise?
Polar
totally
opposites.
Totally different.
Polar opposites. And that's why I asked her the other day, I was like, how are you guys even friends? Because I was like, it's so funny. They're so different, so wonderful in their own ways, but it's, yeah, they're completely different. So that's, it's.
So that's kind of intriguing
it
too.
It is. It is intriguing to me, yeah.
Kinsey, have a good Thanksgiving. Thanks for sounding off.
All right, you guys too. Thanks.
Thanks,
bye,
Kinsey.
Kinsey. Here's the dude's perspective. Dan.
Swing the bat, my friend.
Dan, my guy.
No,
all right, Dan, thanks for talking to you.
Ladies love the long ball. Do it.
I love it, man.
Swing the bat. I'm 50% in on one of those exact situations right now.
Oh, that's so funny.
Same thing. She had a little drunken courage. We're all in town about maybe 6 months ago. I said, hey, is it okay if I take a run at your friend in a nicer way?
take a run at your friend.
Oh, boy.
Be back.
In a nicer way. And guess what? Everyone's an adult in the situation.
Yeah.
So everyone's an adult. I took a run. I will say there is some backlash. It took about 3 months for them to be back on their best friend comfortability of talking.
Three months, Dan?
It did. But there's a small caveat to that. Both of them are flight attendants. They'll live next to each other. So they went from talking once a week to once every 3 weeks, but now they're talking once a day. So if it does come out, there's going to be a little bit of a rough in the past. But, you know, unless someone's being a little bit too petty, they're all adults. You're an adult. And if it works out, everyone's going to be happy in the situation.
I mean, technically, he's not with Angela. They're not
I'm
together.
I'm not.
They've had some fun
when's
in the past.
When's the last time you guys did the horizontal hustle?
No, they went for ice cream, Dan.
Never.
Don't.
Frozen
never.
Yogurt.
Frozen
they never yogurt. Did that, Dan.
Never, Dan.
Never did that. Okay, so you're fine.
And obviously we're joking,
sure
Dan.
It is Josh, Dan.
Dan.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Dan, we got to get to one more call, buddy. Thank you for sounding off, man.
Hold on, Dan.
Are you happy now? Are you with one of them for sure?
She just left town. We got plans to spend the holidays together.
All right. That's positive.
Happy ending in Dan's world.
Love you in the books. And I'm communicating back with person number A2, and we're all friends.
Just in case, right? The
just
backup
in
plan.
Case.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
All right, Dan. Go live your life. Go live your life, buddy. See ya.
Thanks, Dan.
Oh my gosh.
All right, one more. Shannon. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
Hey. What should Josh do?
I think he should shoot his shot with Angela.
Back to Angela.
Yeah, we're back with Angela. I had a similar situation, and I am now with my now wife for 4 years, and we've known each other for like 10. None of us said anything. None of us did anything. And then one day we got a little liquid courage. She went home with me, and we've been together since.
Huh. That's interesting, because it's I do love Angela. Like, she is an amazing person. She's such a sweetheart. But it's one of those things now, like, I don't know if we are better friends than more than friends.
Yeah.
You know? But she's awesome.
Than snack companions.
Yes. Than Froyo buddies.
So, like I said, I would shoot your shot. Like, you never know. I didn't think I would be with a woman, let alone my best friend. And then one night it just happened, and I am the happiest I've ever been.
Oh, so, all right. That's good.
There you go.
Shoot your shot.
Okay, shoot the shot. Shoot the shot. I like it, Shannon. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Shannon. You're the best.
You're so welcome. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Katie, quickly, what should he do?
Well, honestly, I think Dan makes a really good point. I didn't even think about the wedge that you could drive in between Angela and Pamela. Like, their relationship could suffer because of your selfishness. Or could all be really good friends. Like Dan said, now he's in the boat.
Maybe we could all get Froyo together.
I know. Maybe there's a future for that, Josh. You guys could have, all three of you. Getting yogurt.
Josh.
Jer. Josh.
Here comes the real talk, though. Here we go.
Here comes the real talk. Straight talk to you, buddy.
Life, man.
For every 40-something-year-old guy right now listening, married, please do this.
Okay. You pick up that bat and Josh, you hit it out the park.
Do it for me.
I'll do it for you. All right.
Do it for all the other married men out there.
The seriousness for the love in your of God. Voice right now.
Please do this for all of us,
I got
Josh,
you.
Please.
I'll report back.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.